Foxconn and the University of Wisconsin-Madison are forming a new partnership designed to promote engineering and health research.
The company is planning to invest up to $100 million in the UW. The money would go toward a new interdisciplinary research facility for the College of Engineering that would collaborate with the company's proposed plant in Racine County. However, UW would only get that money if it comes up with $100 million in private funds on its own.
Chancellor Rebecca Blank said yesterday that the Foxconn pledge is the largest investment from a research partner in UW history.
We're two very different institutions, but we share a deep commitment to pushing the boundaries of knowledge through interdisciplinary work. This is the type of work that accelerates discovery so that life-changing innovations move more quickly from the lab into the workplace, creating jobs and helping drive Wisconsin's economy.
Foxconn is building a $10 billion facility in Mount Pleasant. It also bought a building in downtown Milwaukee that will serve as its regional headquarters and plans to open innovation centers there, as well as in Green Bay and Eau Claire. The company stands to get $3.5 billion in incentives from the state and about another billion at the local level, provided it creates 13,000 jobs.
Karen Herzog is a higher education reporter with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and wrote about this partnership between Foxconn and the UW. Karen, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you, Judith.
So what's the purpose of this new interdisciplinary facility?
Well, the idea is that university and Foxconn will work together to come up with the innovations that will drive manufacturing into the future. There's always been a conversation about UW system contributing to the economy and to the knowledge base of Wisconsin, and this is what they would consider to be a prime example of that, with the university receiving a large grant like this that obviously they have to match in private gifts as well, but it will put a lot of money into these fast-growing fields.
And the building that is going to be a large part of the cost or the use of this funding, this is a building that's been on the UW's wish list for a while, but on the someday when we might possibly be able to raise the money list, right?
That's right. In fact, this was one of those buildings that the UW saw as being in the queue behind a new chemistry building and a new veterinary science building, and those are both now in the process of the chemistry buildings under construction, and the veterinary science is on its way in the budget cycle. But this was something that they knew they needed a good private donor for, that they needed an infusion of money, and it wasn't something that they saw coming right away. And I think probably the soonest they saw it would be 6 years or so down the road.
And besides this building that would be on the UW-Madison campus, the Foxconn Institute for Research in Science and Technology, or FIRST, would also be established. What is that?
Oh, that's an institute that is basically providing a place for research and development, which companies have that work internally, and sometimes they work with universities to do that. And again, advancing fields, in this case, medical science, material science, things that will become a big part of the future for Foxconn, and things that UW-Madison would obviously like to be in the middle of. Now, the institute is mostly going to be located at the Mount Pleasant location in Racine County, where the manufacturing plant will be. But there will also be an off-campus presence in Madison, and off-campus because it is a private enterprise. It's not something that would be part of the university. It would be supported by private money.
One thing that kind of jumped out at me is Chancellor Blank said intellectual property resulting from joint research would be shared between the UW and Foxconn. Karen, do we know how common that kind of arrangement is?
It's an arrangement that is not uncommon. It makes sense that UW would want to hang on to its intellectual property, but obviously if the money to support that research is coming from Foxconn, they have a vested interest in it as well. I've not seen the finer details of this agreement. That hasn't been released yet, but it's not an unusual arrangement for them to share this intellectual property that will result from this partnership.
Now, as we said, this Foxconn gift of up to $100 million to UW has to be matched with another $100 million that the UW would raise from private donors. UW has 2 years to raise that money. Do we know what happens if it comes up short? Is it an all or nothing, or is it a dollar for dollar up to that amount?
My understanding is that it's a dollar for dollar up to that amount, and the university hasn't said what would happen if they don't come up with $100 million. But this is not an uncommon arrangement in fundraising. In fact, there was just one a few years ago. Milwaukee money manager Ab Nicholas and his wife pledged $50 million as a matching gift, and the idea was that they would need to raise another $50 million to match that, and they ended up doing it very quickly, and it was a $100 million endowment for scholarships. The idea is that you incentivize giving so that others will step up to the plate, and they can double their gift. If they give $500 because there's a match, it's $1,000 because of the match. So it's a pretty effective strategy in fundraising.
We are talking with Karen Herzog right now. She's a higher education reporter with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and we're digging into the announcement that Foxconn will give $100 million to UW to partner on technology and research. And Karen, a statement from the UW and Foxconn said that the partnership would also focus on research in health-related areas. That's not something we immediately think of Foxconn as being involved with. What's the incentive for them there?
The Foxconn chairman, Gu, has a personal interest in cancer research, and he has expressed this from the very beginning, that he wanted to be partnered with UW because they have the Carbone Cancer Center that does significant research in the genetics of cancer. He lost his first wife to cancer and also a younger brother. So many companies, Taiwanese companies included, are getting into genetic research as part of the future of solving some of the major issues in health in the future.
The response has not been entirely positive to this announcement. Here's a tweet from Assembly Minority Leader Gordon Hintz last night. He said, quote, first they cut $850 million from the UW system. Then they commit as much as $4 billion to Foxconn. Then Foxconn offers a $100 million matching grant to the UW system. When you get played, you don't celebrate it. How much have you been hearing, Karen, about criticism about this arrangement?
I've been hearing a fair amount of criticism. There's a lot of skepticism anytime there's something that comes up with Foxconn. There is a certain amount of skepticism is healthy, because until you see the money, you can't really be sure that it's there. And, of course, this is an election year. Governor Walker was out front on securing Foxconn and all the subsidies for Foxconn to come here. So there are many who believe that this is like a political donation for him, that, you know, okay, well, if you give us $4.5 billion in incentives, well, we'll kick back $100 million to the university, which has had its lots of cutbacks. So you see it on both sides. There are a lot of people who are saying this is great for UW and this is great for research and the economy, and there are others who see it purely as political. So it depends on which side of the spectrum you're on.
And Karen, as we wrap up, they made the big announcement yesterday, and they signed kind of ceremonial papers. But what other approvals, if any, need to be gotten for this to actually be put in place and start rolling?
Well, what they signed yesterday was just basically statements of intent. There was nothing legal about the contracts that were signed yesterday. That will come later, and UW System Board of Regents will also have to sign off on that.
Well, Karen, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Karen Herzog is a higher education reporter with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We talked with her about the new partnership between Foxconn and UW-Madison that was announced yesterday.